Patriots Monday live here at Gillette Stadium, Sports Radio WEEI. Mutt and Lou, Troy Brown hanging out. He always does on Patriot Mondays, causing trouble. Sean Ellis, nice enough to stop by and talk some football. Sean, morning. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
A lot of years there in New York, yeah. And then playing them yesterday. What was that like?
It was definitely weird. You know, it was a great experience, you know, playing against them and, you know, kind of put it back to practice sense almost, you know, with a little bit more intensity. But, you know, overall, you know, it was pretty good.
I think LT right now is thinking about you an awful lot after that hit you had yesterday. Anything personal? Because you absolutely, listen, it was a touchdown. But when you hit him, everybody, I think, watched that game went, whoa!
Right. He had got me early on the play. He kind of, like, fooled me on a little run. So I told him, I was like, you're not coming on this side anymore. So that was my opportunity to get him back.
Did you see anything different that the Jets were doing, you know, since you've been there? I know y'all had a good game plan against the Patriots last year in the playoffs.
Right, right.
You know, anything different that you could see
for them doing? Their defense?
Yeah. They scale it back a little bit because they've been struggling a little bit, you know, in the
run game. They had like 7 DBs. You know, anytime they put, you know, a lot of DBs on the field, they subject to the run.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, Patriots normally get away from it.
Yeah.
This time they kind of stuck to it, became more balanced.
Is that what you told Bill? Still with your game plan this week?
Yeah, how much?
You see him in this build, they're going to do this?
How much talk do you do with them about preparing for this Jets defense?
It wasn't really no questions asked, really, though, you know, to be truthful. You know, they just want to understand how some of the packages work, you know, as far as, like, you know, when they substitute and things like that. But, you know, overall, you know, the coaches are smart and, you know, they really understood what was going on in the playoff game.
I think before the season started, you know, I think Rex was talking about it when you signed over here and said, well, we just tell him to go get the quarterback. It's not like it's a safety in a defense's front and he can, you know, in front of him, he can give him packages and whatnot. And then he said, I can't wish him any luck. He's a Patriot now. So,
right. Oh, he said he just told me to go get the quarterback?
Yeah, he said he just goes and gets the quarterback. You know, he doesn't know the defense that well. He ain't going to give him any secrets. Yeah.
That's a lie.
Now, you said it was different going up against the team. How much talking were you doing out there? How much talking were they going back and forth with you? You play with these guys. Now you're going up against you know, that offensive line.
It was kind of like, you know, practice talk, you know, for the most part. You know, I'm friends with.
Trash talking?
Started getting heated there at the end.
You know, because you practice against those guys last year. You're not going to go full speed against them. Now you got
right.
a chance to
got
knock
a chance.
Somebody.
Like, during the end of the game, it's trash talking started, you know, happening a little bit more, you know, through the end.
What did you tell them? Man, y'all guys suck without me, man. Because they did. They look pretty bad. You can say it, man.
Hey, man. You know,
I told Dion I took Bears' radio out of his office, so he won't be able to hear it and relay the message back to Bill that Sean was
right.
trash on radio. But
nah, I'm not. You know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. You know, they work hard. You know, one thing I do know, they go fight. You know, but
it's okay to have respect for people, but you know, but
right.
sometimes you gotta let them know the truth. Guys, y'all look pitiful.
I mean. The record speaks for itself. You know, the record
2-3, under 500. Yeah.
There was a different offensive line, though. We saw them last Sunday night against Baltimore, and Sanchez was getting eat up, but there was no Nick Mangold.
Right.
Now, he does make a big difference in that offensive line, though.
Yeah, Nick is a great player. You know, he handles all the checks and the mic point and the way the line, you know, slides. And, you know, he did a great job. He fought through a lot of, you know, adversity to get back on the field. You know, this type of guy he is. He's tough, hard-nosed. And he's Sanchez. You know, confident.
Now, it would be before the season. Actually, Pepper Johnson was talking about the pressure on the quarterback this week and said, we're just fine. We're doing everything we need to do.
Right.
And a lot of people look at it and say, yeah, the last couple of weeks, I haven't put pressure on that quarterback. Now,
right.
do you look at it and say, you know, with the talent that we have here, maybe we can do more, or are you satisfied with getting the pressure on the quarterback as you have?
No, you want to get sacks.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get sacks. I mean, pressure is good, but they complete pressures, you know. So you want to get sacks, you want to get them on the ground.
I know when you go against a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, then you go against a quarterback like Mark Sanchez.
Right.
Do they have you guys change up the passing styles? I mean, rushing styles. How you going to rush the quarterback? Is it you play different against those types of guys?
Yeah. You know, since I've been here, that's how I was. You know, different quarterback determining what style pass rush that you use and pretty much game plan rushes. So I mean, Sanchez, he had to be aware of his scrambling ability.
Yeah,
and you know he's good outside the pocket, you know.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure
we
get
Cobb
in his face. Yeah, right.
When you guys say you want to get sacks, and Pepper talked about the quarterback pressures, How about 7 3-and-outs you guys forced yesterday? First four to start the game. I mean, that's got to be something you guys look at and say that's a real positive number for our defense, mm-hmm. forcing that many 3-and-outs for that Jet offense.
For me, I think first down was the key. I think we won on first down on a lot of those, you know, 3-and-out drives. And we was able to finish it, you know, on third down, you know, with Chum breaking up passes or Sanchez and Reed, the coverage quite, you know, right. Got some hits. You know, we was able to get off the field and put our offense back on the field. I think any time when you're playing against, like, the Jets defense, is as fast as you can put them back on the field when they're struggling, I think it hurts them.
Yeah, I think they had, what, four to start the game off, 4 3-and-outs start the game off, and then 3 to start the second half off, I believe.
Yeah.
3-and-outs. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are basically pretty much, what, three out of 11 on third down?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge improvement from the previous week.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I think going into this week, it was, you know, averaging, I think, most in the NFL yards given up. But this week, you know, 255 total yards. I think
right.
that is it. I mean, people always say it's all about the points on the board. It's all about winnings. But as a defense, you know that's the key. That's the end game. But still, giving up yards is going to be a pride thing also.
Yeah, it's definitely a pride thing. You know, considering the type of offense that we have, we definitely have to do a better job of not giving up yardage and make it easier for those guys so we can get off the field, put them back on the field, so Brady don't have to work as hard.
How different is it for you, like last year with the Jets and this year with the Patriots? You know, you look at that Jet offense, and it's grinded out. They're going to work and get points. Not really a big play offense, but now as a defense, you look at Tom Brady and what you got over here.
Right.
I mean, like you said, you give him one stop, and here comes seven the other way.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be, as the defense, it's got to be maybe take more pressure off of you as far as giving up points.
Yeah, it definitely take pressure off us. But, you know, we can help those guys out on offense if we step up to the plate and just finish the games and, you know, limit them to 9 points on the board, make them keep field goals, things like that. If we can rally and keep improving, I think we'll be better down the stretch.
Yeah, start to get you more involved in the interception. I mean, Vince's got two. We're waiting on you to get one.
Yeah, yesterday one went right by my face, too. I'm looking at Sanchez. I'm like, I'm not going to look at the ball because he's always pumping, you know, get guys to jump, and the ball went right across my face. I was very disappointed. I'm like, that was my chance.
Get some pointers and tips from Vince on how he did it then.
Next time you'll
be ready for it.
I'll be ready for it.
You're one of these guys. You played for Belichick. You played for Rex Ryan. I'm sure everyone asked you, Sean, what's different? Any similarities between those guys having played for Belichick and Rex Ryan?
No.
See? There you go.
None at all. I mean, one thing, Bill does respect him, consistency, right? I mean, Rex is Rex, and Bill is Bill. They're not going to change. But we talk about Rex Ryan's approach, you know, of talking a lot, screaming a lot. You lose 3 straight.
Right.
I mean, they have a tendency. We've already heard some griping a little bit, maybe the wide receivers. Is that kind of attitude maybe – what's going on right now in that clubhouse after losing 3 straight, and you got a guy like Rex Ryan probably screaming and hollering, I would imagine?
You know, he's definitely not happy. He want to get his point across and make sure the team respond. For me, you know, considering, you know, when I was there, we did have those 3-game losing streaks, and pretty much practice is just get back to work, execute, just try to get the first win. And, you know, normally they play pretty good when they behind like that.
Yeah, one more quarterback this week and throw on the run. We'll get you out with the Tony Romo and the Cowboys coming in here. This is an offense that, with Jason Garrett taking over, they can put up some points on you pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely going to have their head spinning, you know, a little bit with our passing defense. So, for us, it's just a matter of trying to take advantage of the offensive line. You know, I think they're a little young. They got some young pieces in there. So, hopefully we can get around, you know, Romo and –
Oh, he can make some mistakes now.
Yeah.
He can make some mistakes. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, night and day sometimes.
He'll be good for 55 minutes of the game.
55?
Yeah. Be lights out for 55 minutes.
Yeah.
Former Jet, now Patriot, Sean Ellis hanging out. Sean, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking time today.
Yeah, man.
By the way, man, what'd you, I know Sanchez bought you guys a gift last year, the shake weight. Do you still have yours?
Nah.
Who's keeping that thing?
Yeah, I didn't get involved in that.
Sean Ellis joining us. We'll get a break here. We're live at Gillette Stadium. It's Patriots Monday. Troy keeps talking about how bad the Jets were. We're going to find out how bad he thought the Jets were as Troy Brown joins us.
And I'm not saying they were bad to take away from that, because I thought they did an outstanding job defensively against this team, because that's what you're supposed to do against a team that you're supposed to beat like that. But, right. You know, I just don't think they're very – they're not the Jets that used to, from two years ago.
Because they lost Sean. That's why. We all know why.
There you go.
We'll get a break at Troy's thoughts. It's Mutt and Lou, Troy Brown. Patriots Monday, Gillette Stadium.